For as long as we've been making choreographed scenes like this one, we've found that there are two types of players. Those who become engrossed with the characters, and those who tinker with everything around them, paying little attention to the scene's action. To make these environments entertaining for the tinkerers, we usually add objects for them to find and play with. Since this scene is split into two rooms, we were able to add a large number of interactions to this first room for players to discover after the Vortigaunt has moved to the second room. Some interactive objects are pure physically driven toys, like the dangling headcrab corpses and the hanging pans. Others are animations triggered by the player's actions, like the way the caged headcrabs react to the player approaching or shooting them. One type of object on the table is a squeezable headcrab heart, which is a remnant from an older version of this scene where the player would revive a wounded Vortigaunt by squeezing nectar from these hearts. While that scene didn't work out, we found the experience too compelling and, well, too gross to completely cut from the game.